if you want to open up to Genesis chapter 6. And I know that the Holy Spirit and the Lord himself has been pouring just so preciously into all of us together in the season we're in, and actually for so many years. But his precious heart to open up and share his word with us. And I know we all feel this, all of us together, and how precious the word of his heart has been and is to us. And today I just feel like, based on the word that's been coming to us expressly from the Lord's heart, and the way the Spirit was released into us on Sunday, that those two things, the water and the Spirit, that the Lord wants to minister out from that today, just through the story of Noah. And just as a point of contemplation and a embrace together, not a teaching, not something, anything, just something from the Word for us to hold on to the preciousness of God and what he's been giving us of himself. So before we go into Genesis chapter 6, I wanted to mention last year, about a little less than a year ago, last July, in Ireland, the Lord really flooded the young adults, but all of us, because we all listen to the sharings and probably continue to still, but flooded us with a ton of sharings about Noah and Gilgal, and just an incredible release of his heart, a visitation, just a truly a visitation of the Lord in regards to Noah and the cross in that flood, and Gilgal, an incredibly special visitation from the Lord through his word. And and you know, when he releases his word, it's, in my opinion, and I believe in the scriptures, it's not a moment in time in a sermon on this date and a video on this website or a recording that we can re-listen to, but it's eternal spirit and life. And boy, when God releases that from his heart, when he visits us by sowing it specifically in the power of his spirit, and he unveils it and he releases it and he sows it into us, you know, that is a release from his heart, of that living word, that which is him, which is his son, his seed. And it's powerful. It wasn't just powerful last July or last week when we heard another word from the Lord, or last Sunday when he spoke to us about Pentecost. It is powerful right now because it's him, and he gave himself to us. He released his spirit to us, within us, and it's ours now. It's ours. It's in our ground. It's been sown by God into our soil. It's ours now. And I don't know how to say that, and I'm sure I'm saying it very poorly, but there's just an awe and a wonder behind the beauty of him and what he's doing. And I grabbed up a journal that I had from last, when we were sitting under the flood of the water of the word based on Noah, and I just was reminiscing on the sowing of God during that season, and those seeds still being in my spirit, in our spirits together. And so here's some of what the journal notes were. Oh, my sweet Jesus, you are flooding us. And in regard to Noah, one environment must overcome the other. One creation must overcome the other. One kind must overcome the other. The lamb must overcome the beasts. So what does God do? God floods the earth. He floods the earth with his environment. He floods the worlds with his world of spirit and nature and eternal lamb essence. He floods it with the spirit of his kind, till nothing is standing, till all is covered, till everything is wrapped up in another spirit, in the word released, poured out from heaven, opened up from beneath, his released word in essence and spirit flooding over everything. And he's carrying us by his release through his word. He's carrying us out of us and into him, just like he carried that ark in the days of Noah. The eternal him, his eternal spirit, he's carrying us. He overcomes the world. He overcomes all flesh through his mighty essence release at Calvary, as seen in the flood of Noah. And we overcome the world through this same release by Christ's life from within us. So I just was reminiscing on that and thinking about the breaking open of the word and the heavens, the windows of heaven opening up and pouring so much more water of the word down into our earth in these past days and months and even years, and the overflooding of the spirit of the Lamb trying to swallow up one creation with another, one environment with another, one kind with another, until Christ is all in and all in a real way. And so with that, just in my heart, in our hearts, just thoughts, journal entry thoughts, let's go to Genesis chapter, let's start in chapter 7. And I'm resharing scriptures that we really focused on that last July time. And of course, if you listen to some of those sharings that Pastor Randy shared in Ireland last year, there'll be so much more detail and release in there. There's also a class on the Friends of Life in the Spirit website, The Spiritual Realities of Noah, full of it too. But it's the Word of God. The Word of God is what we're looking at here. So chapter 7 and verse 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. And the waters increased. Okay, let's just stop there. And everything today, I believe, is just meditation upon what we are experiencing now and how what they experienced in Noah's time is just a shadow to say, hey, you're going to experience this. You will experience the real in your life. And we certainly are. Chapter 7, verse 17, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth. The waters really did come from above and flood the earth. The word came down. It actually came for 40 days, and the waters, they increased. That water of the word, it just kept building and building and building and building as the Spirit just kept sowing deeper and deeper into us. The waters increased, and they begin to bore up the ark. They lifted up the ark, and it was lifted above the earth. You know, they're still not in the new creation yet, but the water of the word that keeps pouring and pouring down from the heart of God, eventually it starts lifting up that ark a little bit above the earth, just a little bit, where everything's just not about the knowledge of good and evil and my life and my hurt feelings and what somebody did to me or what I'm going to lose in this situation. Just that water had the power to give a lift out of that stinky old realm of self. Just the first stage of freedom, of real change. But it came by the water. It came from a release of the word that lifted someone, an ark, lifted a vessel that was earthbound up above the earth. And maybe some of us are just starting to experience, as we soak, like Esther did, as we soak and we receive, like Mary did, the soul, the seed of God, speed unto us, as we just drink in the living word with hungry, hungry hearts. Maybe some of us are beginning to experience a lifting. Maybe it's not the transformation we so desperately need, but it's just a lifting. It may only be with our view of things. How we look at things is different, but it's a lifting up from the earth. And it's because of the word that we've been receiving, the word that he's been releasing, God our Father. Verse 18 says, and the waters prevailed. The waters prevailed. The ark didn't prevail. Noah didn't prevail. And his wife and children didn't prevail. The water there. The Word won the day. The Word prevailed. The Word of life, the Spirit release of God's environment, is being, it prevailed. Our hope is in God. And it increased, and not just a little bit, but increased greatly. Upon where? Upon the earth. It didn't increase in God's heart. It didn't increase in the Holy Spirit's heart or in Jesus. The Word began to increase and prevail and increase upon the earth. And that's so encouraging to me. And in greatly, greatly upon the earth. And so the ark, which used to be just sitting on the earth when the first step lifted up from it, now the ark begins to go upon the face of the water. It was lifted up in the first phase in verse 17, but in verse 18, it's actually moving upon the face of the waters. It's starting to see the face of God, the face of Jesus in the Word. It's not just teachings. It's not just rules. It's not just deeper life or inspiration or illuminated mysteries of God. It's the face of Jesus. It's his face. It's his heart. It's him, the person. And the ark's beginning to move on that face of the water. It's being lifted up into the realm of him, the person, the living Word, the eternal Word. A whole new way of moving, a way not based on the earth and not based on teachings, but based on the Spirit and the depths, the face of him. So the water's prevailing. It's prevailing in a really practical way in that ark. It went up. It went up. And it went upon the face of the waters. And then verse 19, again, the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. It's the waters that prevail exceedingly. It's not the person or even the ark or the animals in the ark or anything of us. It's the water, the Word that is Spirit and life and God releasing and pouring and pouring and pouring into us and into us and into us. It's prevailing and it's increasing and it's exceedingly prevailing upon the earth. And the next, all until all the high hills that were under the whole heaven are covered. So now we're not just lifted up. And we're not just moving with him in a new way. That's life, his nature. But those high places where there's pride or, oh, those horrible high places of our flesh that are so anti-Jesus, so warring with the Lamb, reactions, so not after his kind, so grievous to his heart. The water prevailed and covered the high places of the earth. It prevailed. The water did exceedingly. All, it says, not just some, but in verse 19 it says, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered with this death release of the Word of life from the heart of the Father, overcoming one creation with another. Overcoming one spirit of the flesh with another spirit of selfless giving. Overcoming one stinky environment of beasts and self and strife and knowledge of good and evil. And I'm mad at you and that wasn't the Lord. And this is what's right. And the vile striving that the whole earth was like before the flood. It's just covered over with another spirit. Just baptized into complete immersion by another mind. A whole another spirit, the Spirit of the Lamb, released at Calvary, released out of a death release, sowing the Word, a Father giving that Word at the cost of his only Son, and it flooding out of him to cover over, to fill, to baptize into death all that wasn't so wasn't of his Spirit. The whole heavens, the whole earth covered. Verse 20, 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. So now it's not just the high hills. Even those mountains, we've got the hills that rise and react and are pride and push and lift up and exalt, and it's so not Jesus. But the water can prevail and cover that. But the mountains, that's those impossible things that govern us, that are immovable, fortified strongholds made of rock over generations. You know, I mean, just a mountain. But the water, not a bulldozer, the water prevailed and it covered the mountain. It just covered it. It didn't knock it over. It just swallowed it up of something that is the right spirit. Incredible, incredible. And verse 21, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth. All flesh died. A death by water. A death by water. We see that in being baptized into his death. The old just goes down until it is just swallowed up of that water, like in the Jordan or in baptism symbolically. And out of that water comes another life, a new life raised up in newness of life. And that new life is not us, but the Word made flesh, the Spirit of Christ in us. Baptized down into that death. And oh man, when, you know, you wouldn't think that water could have the power to take a mountain out or to cover over an entire creation of flesh, impossibilities, things that would never move, would never budge, would never be listened to, would never stop exalting, would never stop pushing, would never stop manipulating, would never stop striving, grieving and breaking God's heart. What do we do with this? How do we deal with this? How do we get rid of this? How do we move this mountain? How do we take down this high hill? How do we get this beast to stop devouring? How do we get these people to stop striving? How do we get these imaginations to stop being so vile and breaking the heart of the Lord? What do we do? What do we do? God sends water. He sends his Word and Spirit, not just his teachings. He doesn't send teachings. He floods it with the water, the Spirit of the Word, release of his being, his essence, and swallows it all up, baptizes it. All flesh died that moved upon the earth. And it just makes me personally wonder in my heart. I just don't know. I'm just wondering. I'm just before my Father as a needy child of his, with his Son within me, and saying, Lord, could it be possible that the Word that you keep releasing from your heart in spirit and power, in such a visitation of your Word, like Noah experienced in those floods, could it be that this water could be the answer to things that I cannot overcome, that I cannot move, that I cannot change, that need to die, that need to be buried in his death, that need to be swallowed up and put away forever? Lord, I can't seem to do it. But could it be the floods of your water that keep coming from your heart, that they could overcome me, could overcome all those things, could breathe another spirit, could bring forth another heart? I don't know. I just believe it. Personally, I believe it. And unless the Lord, teaching isn't going to do that. Teaching isn't going to do it. Stories about Noah aren't going to do that. Interesting facts about Gilgal aren't going to do that. Wonderful things about the firstborn aren't going to do that. But your Word and Spirit, your Word and Spirit sown into me, and the power of the Holy Spirit, like living waters of essence of your life, your Word that is Spirit and life, Lord, you could overcome all things in me by Jesus in this way, the Word himself. You could swallow me up of life. You could, Lord. Let the water come, Lord. Let me not miss a drop, Lord. Let it be spirit and life, Lord. Let it overcome me, Lord. Let the right spirit swallow up those hills and mountains. Take down those beasts and fake lambs. Overshadow everything with the brightness of your coming, Lord. your true spirit will undo. Oh, there's nothing like it when you really come, Lord. Man, oh man, all flesh is silent, and in this case, all flesh was killed and died. All flesh died. All flesh died. And in the verse 24 of chapter 7, it says, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. So there was a time appointed, even to the day, when the Father was going to release the waters and flood the earth and swallow up everything and cleanse the earth, purify the earth, take one earth out and bring a new earth in, one creation out, a new creation in, one spirit out, a new spirit in, one kind that wasn't after his nature out, a new kind, wife for the Lamb in. Oh Lord, thank you for your word. And yet we find there's a dove also in this process. There's not just the flooding waters of the word released from the heart of God enveloping everything, being sown into everything, but there's the dove right there, the spirit is there too. And it's a beautiful thing, and we really can see that in chapter 8, the next chapter, and in verse 9. Well, let's start with verse 7, just for a little context. And Noah sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro, until the waters were dried up from off the earth. So the waters are abating, and this process of being just flooded with the word is come to an end. And so they're waiting to see what the next step is. Noah and the folks, his family and the ark, they're waiting. What's the next step? And he's sending forth this raven and then this dove to signify what to do next. And then in verse 8 it says, Noah also sent forth a dove from himself to see if the waters were abated from the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And then he put forth his hand. Now this is the verse here. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto himself into the ark. Okay, so we've got this little moment in time, but it's a moment in the progression of transformation and of the applied cross really doing its work inside of a vessel. And the waters have been flooding and flooding and flooding and flooding, and the ark has been being carried and in this process lifted up, and in this process moving in a new way, and flesh being dealt with, but yet nothing has fully transitioned. It's mid-journey. It's not complete yet. Things are yet fully formed. The transformation hasn't happened fully. They're still halfway there. They're in the ark still. And so Noah doesn't know what's happening, what's going on out there, where he's at, what's really the condition of things, particularly the condition of himself, if you could put it that way. But he's got the Holy Spirit, signified by this dove with him. And he puts forth his hand, still in the ark, still not sure about what's going on and the new creation and where he will dwell and the future of his condition before God, the future of these beasts, the future of him, incredible uncertainty in this moment, in this chapter. I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's going on in here. I don't know what my stand is before God. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what condition I'm really in. But I know the Holy Spirit is here. God put his dove in this ark for this specific journey to get me out of that old creation and into his spirit, into his new creation, his son, in a true and eternal way, in a practical and living way, as my life. But I'm not sure what's going on. So he puts forth his hand And he takes the dove. It says, and he took her. Speaking of the dove, and we know that dove represents the Holy Spirit. And he took her, which is a beautiful, he took her that. What a beautiful thing to do to the Holy Spirit. I take you, Holy Spirit. Sitting in this dark ark with all these beasts, not sure if we should open the door and what lies ahead. I take you, Holy Spirit. I'm not taking the beast to the right, nor the beast to the left, nor the condition of what I see in myself. I take you. And not just take you, but then he does another incredible, he does something incredible after he takes the dove. He pulls her in unto him. He pulls the dove in, into him, even into the ark. He says, I am taking the Holy Spirit into me in this dark ark, in the condition I'm still in, halfway through the process, in the middle of complete uncertainty. I take hold of the Holy Spirit, and I take the Holy Spirit, and I bring the Holy Spirit into my heart, and I say, you are my earnest. You are what I'm holding on to in this ark. You are what's coming. You will come back soon with an earnest in your beak of a fig leaf or whatever it is, a branch that's going to signify the new life that's fixing to come out of us. But Lord, Holy Spirit, I take you into me. I put forth my hand. I hold you. But I don't just hold you in a distant way. I take you into me in the middle of the uncertainty of this ark. And I let you bring an earnest to my heart of that Jesus that will come forth from within me and that will be my life and will be my heaven and my earth and my new earth and my home. But right now, I have you. I have what the waters have sown into me. I have where this ark has carried me. I have the death that you're working in me through this time. But I also have the Holy Spirit to guide my heart into the new, to let the waters do its work, to let Gilgal, in some sense, you know, you could add that in, do its work, to let the cross destroy all flesh and end one creation, to let that happen, to let it happen all the way, and not even knowing when the fullness of it is happened, because it's not mine to determine. But in the middle of that deep work of death and of the cross and of burying the old and of letting the water cover over and do its work and the cross come in and do its work, I hold on to the dove and I take him into me, into that ark, into that burial time, into that unknown. And I hold on and I have the Spirit of God there in my heart. I have the water of the Word that's sown into me so deeply by the Father that it has flooded me. I have the earnest of what is to come by that olive branch that he brought, that Spirit of the Lamb that's in that new creation we're going to go into. And Lord, my heart is full of your seed, covered with your water, fluttering with your dove. Lord, the movements of the living God are all over me, inside and out, Lord. I'm swallowed up of your love for Jesus. It's taking over my being. It's carrying me where I would not go. It's giving me hope beyond hope by the Holy Spirit, Lord. And earnest upon earnest of what is to come of his life in all of us. And so we just are with you, Lord. We don't want a time of visitation, a movement of being flooded by the Word, the living release of your heart. We want it to bring us where you want us to enter into Jesus. We want it to bring forth of his Spirit. We want the death to happen. We want the life to come. We want the new heart to be. We want the Spirit to breathe and bring forth Christ. Lord, in all of this, we're with you. We're with you. We're with you. We're not in this earth. Not in that sense, Lord. We're just so, so with you, God, in ways that are eternal, in ways that are more real than this physical realm. more with each other there, Lord. And Father, we're grateful that you're flooding our earth. You didn't have to do that. There were times of barren drought, times where people couldn't find bread anywhere. And Lord, our tables are filled and overflowing. But we're drenched with flooding waters. The Spirit just came last Sunday and filled us like at Pentecost. Father, help us to have grateful hearts and to be with you and to see your love and your incredible care and to take it with our hands and bring it into our hearts and allow it, allow you to do everything in your heart during this season. We just thank you so much, Lord. We love you so much. Prevail, Word of God, prevail exceedingly. Prevail, Lamb of God, within us exceedingly. Fill us, Holy Spirit. Bring forth Christ. We love you. We love you so much. We thank you from our hearts. We thank you, Lord, and we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Noah received that dove that had gone out of the ark and flown over all those waters, and those dove's eyes had seen and received and was widened by all those waters covering, and brought back all those waters into Noah. And Noah's, you know, it's like me, every day I can see the beasts, but, and I can only see the ark, but now the Spirit wants to come in that has seen all, eyes widened over all the waters, and bringing that in, like it's like a, bringing that in on his wings into my heart. And I want that. I want to receive that. I see that he's doing that, and it's something new. And it's like Moses was in the wilderness for years until he saw that burning bush. And I want to look aside and I want to receive that. And I want to, it was a whole new world for him after that. You know, it was Egypt, it was the firstborn, it was everything. But the promised land, but it's, I just want to receive, I can replace me by that Spirit. And I want to be flooded by it. In Jesus' name. And I hear you, Holy Spirit, and I just want you to flood us and land in our heart each time. And this time is so special because it's given and we're in that sheltering of place, and we open up, we lift up, we go up, 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 look up and receive him. And it's not enthusiasm, there is the Spirit that we're meant to be receiving, and we can receive and replace. And all of those waters that covered all the flesh and killed it all, it covered it all. I can receive it. And it can pour in that window of my ark and drown it out. It doesn't matter. I just want it. And I pray that in Jesus' name. I pray that in the Lamb. And he's put us there in this place where we're eating the Lamb. And I just want that. What the Father has given us. And I want it real. And I want it more and more in Jesus' name. I don't want to lose a minute of it. It's like we have 50 days. We have 150 days. I just don't want to miss a drop of it in Jesus' name. By the Holy Spirit and your Father, please do it in your Son's name. Amen.
The Lord, the Holy Spirit is just drawing us out. And I don't want to miss it either. I want to be with the Lord in every bit of it. Even when I fail, I want to come back. And Lord, my heart was so moved by Noah putting his hand out. He put his hand out and took that dove in unto himself. And that just totally put me in another place, Lord. That just broke my heart, Lord, because that is what you want. And just, Holy Spirit, you're so worth all that we go through. And we get looking at the earth, but we see that your waters are covering it, Lord. They're covering our earth. It's all being covered by your word and Spirit coming in, drawing us out of this, out of the things that pull us away and disturb us. And so, Lord, I just thank you for this word, for this pouring out of all that you shared today, Lord, and making it alive and real. And like Faf said, let it be real. It's a new beginning. It's new today again. Holy Spirit, you opened up again what you want, just to pull you out into our hearts. Be with you. Let you live in us. Let you know that you're loved and we're with you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. My words are so lacking, but my heart is with you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
We're free to go to that window and take him in. It's like he's there for us now. And we can take in that new creation, that spirit, and we can take in that spirit, that dove, bringing in all the waters. And we're free, like right from the start, he's always showing me that we're free. Like all that, my reaction or my issue or whatever, it doesn't matter. I can drop it. I'm free to go to the window. Hmm. I'm free to go to the window and drop it and go to the window. I'm free. I'm allowed to go. It doesn't matter. Just drop it and go, and the Lord will sort it. Hmm. Like, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and he'll sort everything else out. It's like you're just free. Just open. The window's open. The Spirit, the floods are there. The Heavenly Father is there. It's happening. We're brought back to the beginning. We're brought to the Lord's table. We have the lamb to eat. It's there. And I don't care if I went back. I don't care if I went with an issue. You just drop it and you go. You shortcut it, like Sharon said. Just quick response. Shortcut it. Highway. To the window. It's open. It's there. And just take him in. Father, you're there. And out the window of our heart, you're there. And you've made that opening, Lord. And nothing can shut it. And the Holy Spirit is there, Lord. And he's bringing in like part of his garments, an extension of his feathers, the whole lot of the waters, Lord, of the new creation, and into our hearts, Lord. And we receive it. You've given us hands, Lord. We receive it, and we say, every situation, that window is there, and that dove is coming in, Lord, flooding us. Flood, let him flood, Lord. And we say, yes, and you've caused this. You've caused this. You know, like all those people, when the floods came, they didn't say, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, they came, they're here. They're here and they're pouring in, and the Holy Spirit's doing it. And thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that we can run. Our response is to run and allow it in. Anytime we have the heart reaction, every time we have our normal situations, we just run to that. We say, yes, the window is open, and let your Holy Spirit in, Lord. And it's written in the word, Lord. It was spoken here tonight. It is so much we have the faith, Lord, that a mountain can be thrown into the sea. It doesn't matter, Lord. I don't care about the mountains. The waters are there, and we're bringing them in, Lord. And it's your time, Lord. You've given us this time and shelter in place. You brought us to the Lamb. You brought us to the beginning, Father, and you brought us for us all, Lord Jesus. I know you have, and I pray that for my brothers and sisters. We're meant to be doing this corporately and together. I know we are, and we're meant to drop everything, how we react to your husband, how you react to your work, how you react to getting up in the morning or going to bed or whatever, Lord. It doesn't matter. Just drop it and let that Holy Spirit in for the good of everybody and the good of others and the good of yourself and the good of everybody. It doesn't matter. It's just going to be something new, Lord, and you want it new. And, Lord, we're the seed. And it's like that time you shared with us before was like, we're the seed. You're the seed, I mean. And we're this void, and the Holy Spirit hovers over our darkness, Lord, and pours in, Lord. And you're making something new. You're trying to transform us, and you brought us through those verses tonight. And lift those waters, will lift that ark up. We'll lift that ark up, Lord, as you flood us in, Holy Spirit. And you will flood it in, Holy Spirit. You will bring it in on your wings, Lord, as you do so gently, not by my words, but by your wings. As we hold out our hands to you, Father, you bring the Holy Spirit. You send the Holy Spirit. And he will bring and testify of you, Jesus. And you bring it. He has gone into the deep. He bring in the deep calls unto deep. And you bring in the deep things that will transform us and pour it into our hearts, Lord Jesus. And there was Pentecost, and we're living Pentecost, Lord. And it's the time of the wheat harvest, Lord. And you're Jesus, the harvest. And I don't want to be worried. I know it's real, Lord, and it's real for us all, Lord. Our hearts burn with it, and it's real, Lord. And make every moment so different by we saying yes and just running that responding to you, Jesus. I don't want to overdo it, but just, it's so true, Lord. And let us, back in the beginning, beyond time, back before creation, or even past creation, Lord, we're in you. And let us look at the awe that you see, or the awe of your Son, Lord. Let's breathe them in. Deep calls on to deep, and we come from those deep fountains of your heart, Lord. Your waters, Lord, deep calls on to deep, Lord. You bring in the depths of that ocean, Lord, into us. That transforms us, Lord, in a moment. I ask that for each one of us, Father, do it in Jesus' name, I pray. For all of us, bring it all new, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.